both of my kids are in their 20s now. You know, it's interesting. Just yesterday, my daughter told me that she and my wife were listening to a podcast that I had put out recently on hiding yourself in the Lord, and how, you know, Scripture talks about hiding yourself in the Lord when we pray. It's so important for us just to look at practical things that we can do to help us pray. In that particular podcast, I mentioned, you know, just placing one hand over the other while you're praying, covering it as a reminder of how the Lord covers us, if you will. And so, you know, when we pray, I think so many things are fair game. You know, it's important to pray spontaneously. If you hear a siren, you know, pray for that first responder and pray for the person that they're going to help. You know, when we're praying for our kids, it's just important also for us to demonstrate humility. If, for example, we've done something wrong, to pray, Father, forgive me for that. You know, to model love for our kids through our love for God in a way that they see that it's genuine and real. And we're not just, you know, praying at them, if you will. We're praying with them and engaging their lives in very down-to-earth ways as, you know, as we reach upward.
Well, and if we're on the section of the 23rd Psalm that talks about going through a valley, you know, that does help them to remember and to know that there will be valleys. You will go through them, but that God is next to you and he will restore you through them. And how would we do that if we didn't have Scripture to lead us that way?
That's right. That's right. There's no greater encouragement. I think of so many times where, you know, I've been going through a difficult time and I get into the Word of God and I'm reminded. And of course, the Psalms are great for this. You know, you think about some of the times that David went through and some of his prayers, like, you know, how long, O Lord? Or you think of the father who came to Jesus and said, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. And I believe that as we engage the Lord that way, as we are real with him, he makes himself real to us in profound ways.
And a parent does have a responsibility to be praying on behalf of their child, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, if, again, we don't pray for them, who will? And, you know, you have to ask, why has God blessed me with this miracle of a child if I'm not going to have the highest level of concern for their spiritual well-being?